we're there. So our next talk is about 4K video, HDR video with AV1. Please welcome Vibhuti.
Yeah, thanks. Hi, everybody. So this is my first postdoc talk. So the main idea for this talk is that I just want to have a brief introduction about 4K HDR with AV1 and to know whether how it actually works. That's the main idea for the talk. And to give a brief introduction about myself, I'm currently a PhD student in my second year, currently working on video coding, trying to learn how video works. And I'm also involved in open source multimedia since 2018, start with VideoLand, Zip, and AOM Media. So what are we going to do today? Okay, this picture was captured when we were trying to play multiple streams at the same time, 4K AV1 HDR stream. So this was some snapshot of that. So main idea is that we want to talk about the main technical challenges when we want to play back AV1 streams, which is in HDR, and to retain the same colors as such. That's the main idea for the talk, right? So before I get into that, I just want to have an introduction about HDR. We all heard about that, and there are multiple aspects of HDR right now which is happening. So first aspect of HDR is that let's break down into multiple parts. So first aspect is that it has brighter pixels. So here is a snapshot of an image which is tone mapped down to BT7094 display. So this is in SDR, even though the picture was in SDR. So what happens here is that you could see, I don't know if I can see the cursor. So somewhere here it's like super dark at like 1 nits, and somewhere here it is super bright at 1,000 nits. So in theory, the picture is at like 4,000 nits, but our display is only capable of showing at 1,000 nits. So that's captured at 1,000. And on comparison, for a normal standard dynamic range images, it's usually in 100 to 200 nits. And flat panels, modern flat panels, go like 500 nits or something like that. But in theory, HDR can go up to 10,000 nits, but most of the displays can't do that. So second aspect of HDR is that it has more bits. So this is a representation of same brightness in 8 bits, 8 to n SDR and in HDR. So you could see that there is a lot of quantization happening when it is in SDR. So if you want to show or code something like 200 or 200 nits, you could get away with something like 8 bits. And when you want to go to something like 1,000 nits, 8 bits is we need more than 8 bits. So that's one aspect of HDR. So that means we need more bits. So what happened is that we need a mechanism to combine both nits and bits. So that's how this transfer function was born. So what happens is that our human eyes